Okay, thanks, John, for pointing out the remote echo. I'm listening to it on RF, and because I'm in a I-10, sometimes get the repeater, and many times I cannot transmit to it. So I understand, and we'll try to make sure that we continue on. My bandwidth here, hopefully it's still working okay. Thank you for the repeat on the echo, and Jonathan got that under control for now. So let's move on to Don, ACATO, with all your external lab projects, the weather reporting machine, et cetera.
Thanks. This is ACATO Don. I'll begin by thanking you for taking that control this week. And I'm out of town on my projects, other than I was playing around a little with a volcanic sensor, and I've actually managed to put one in my house where the air is actually pretty clean, which is good, and one out in my outdoor detached shed, which I suspect because I've got like a solar and generator and a gas can there, must be getting some gasoline vapors, and it's detaching a lot, but I'm striving to figure out how to report the resolver. But, I'm getting numbers at least, and it's basically the resistance of the sensor drops when it's exposed to organic smells like gasoline fumes, alcohol fumes, anything like that, carbon dioxide for that matter. So, playing around with that. Sir, tonight, almost everyone, you and all the people at RF and EchoLink, I occasionally take a brief dropout, but I've been able to copy everybody just fine. But I'm getting through okay. That's about it for me, ACTO, back to net.